This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I keep thinking the piano is going to fall. You know, Super D, I told you going into the show, and you were prepared to carry me today, weren't you? You know, because I come back from these trips, I'm tired, exhausted, I don't get much sleep, and then the RFK Jr. story happens. I'm like, it's a jolt of electricity. It's like, I'm here. Or an hour later, and I'm thinking, I'm still awake.
Clear.
So just be at the ready. You know that concept of the piano falling on your back? You ever had that?
You know, when I think of a piano falling, I'm thinking like Looney Tunes or something. But
yeah, I mean, I guess it's borrowed from that. But I mean, if you think about it, you're going great, you're going strong, and then boom, the piano falls on your back, and you're like, what happened? Right?
It doesn't really.
It's just figure speech.
Right.
And we used to have that in competitive swimming, right? You'd be doing a race and like go out strong, and then like I remember one year, this was in college. Again, I took up swimming because I couldn't do land sports because I had tendonitis. Remember, as a kid, I had inflammation of my tendons. Like, what the hell is a kid doing with inflammation of his tendons? And yet, that's why I had that. So I'm going out in the 200. I'm a sprinter, 5100 guy, because I could never do long distance because I was so chronically ill. I could get in, get out fast, so it was hard for me. And I had certain times where I had what they call preatrial tachycardia, where my heart rate would just go ballistic. You know, I'm working out hard, right? So there were some issues. And one meet, I don't know, everything converged. And I had the 200-yard race, which is in a 25-yard pool that's 8 lengths. So that's double my 100, which was like my long race, right? I'm a sprinter. And I went out like it was 100. And I like, you know, everybody was going, what is he doing, right? You can't keep that up. And it was just something about that race where I was flying on top of the water and I never stopped. I never slowed down. And I don't remember was it a 146? It was something like, I don't know, 5-10 seconds faster than I'd ever done. And I set the school record on that day at Emory University. Yeah. Now, I was like, I don't know how it happened, but it was like one of those moments where everything converged and I was just riding along. I don't know if it was feeling good because maybe I knew that one day RFK Jr. and Trump would get together and talk about vaccine safety and scientific integrity. And that's what happened at that moment. And then, my wife comes in after we talk about Deutschland. And she's just berating me. Not really, but lovingly. Deutschland, I can't believe you said Deutschland. Because, of course, she grew up some years in Germany, so she speaks German.
Oh, like, so you pronounced it wrong.
Oh, I totally butchered Deutschland. But it's an American way of saying it. Yeah, I can't even.
So she explained to you how it's supposed to be pronounced?
Yep, and I still can't even say it. I'm not even going to try. No, and it's probably a nuanced thing. I could practice it, but no, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to butcher it. But again, bad as what I did was, it doesn't compare to what you and Andy on the board did when you said, was that Denmark? Like, dude, we have listeners. We have a comment of the day from Deutschland today.
In Germany.
And Masha is going to be so upset to find out that you think Deutschland is Denmark. We're gonna lose all our street cred in Germany now. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Well, okay. I need to know how to pronounce it then.
Okay. Well, I'll find out maybe at the bottom of the hour. Give me time to practice it because I don't want to make it any more of a fool of myself than
everybody wants to hear you say it correctly now.
Yeah.
You're on the spot.
What was it? Frau Blacher. Young Frankenstein. Everybody remember Young Frankenstein. So we'll get to that. We got the mammogram story of robertscottbell.com for all y'all new to the show. Go there. Find out the links. There's actually, I think, in the notes. Let me just scroll down and see if it's still there. Yes, it is. There's a banner there for the Chronic Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Summit, How to Get Your Life Back Now. And it's got the link, so Super D, if you can grab that and put it out in social media for me as well, hosted by Laura Van Bryce. She's a doctor of chiropractic medicine, a very nice lady. And I did an interview with her, and there's a bunch of good folks that are doing that. So if you're concerned about CFS or fibromyalgia, good information. That's coming up now. Go ahead and sign up for it. It's free. You can listen. And if you want, you can buy it later, but you can listen for free. So, and it's video, too. They actually videoed the interview. And I don't think I had showered or shaved, so it's going to be really – you don't want to watch me. Don't watch me. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And don't watch me get a mammogram because I won't. And Super Don, I don't want you to get one either, even though you're just – you're big.
Oh, yes, man. Right? I'll cancel my appointment.
Fine. Yeah, no, I worry about you. We talked about exercise last hour. And, you know, you sit down a lot because of, you know, the work in audio perfection, right? And I just worry, you know, that you're not getting out and doing a little weekend exercise now that we've proven that weekend exercise is still good for you.
I could do better, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just saying. Everybody, put a
guilty,
fire
guilty
under the...
charge. Guilty
a,
charge.
I know. Put a fire under the tushy of Super Don. Get him out there working out. It's still good for him. And if they can do it in Scotland and England, you can do it in not Deutschland, but wherever you are, right? So here's a study that's worth covering, something we've been talking about for years, eons even, a study casting even more doubt on the value of mammograms. The value of mammograms. How valuable are mammograms, Super Don?
Well, you mean as far as this, according to the study?
Well, if we cross, let's say, reference it in terms of have more people gotten mammograms since the passage of Obamacare or fewer?
That's the great thing about the news. And apparently people did not compare notes before publishing these things. The memos got mixed up or something, because in the same day that the study comes out and it points out that 1 in 3 women diagnosed with breast cancer had non-threatening tumors while the number of advanced cases didn't change. Okay, so more mammograms. It's not solving anything, and people are getting misdiagnosed, and they're going through treatment and getting radiation and all this stuff like that when they didn't need it because the tumors were non-threatening, right?
Exactly.
So the same day that this study comes out, then Obamacare cheerleaders went to put out this statistic showing that more women got mammograms when Obamacare paid for them. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's kind of like, oh, great, so Obamacare... it paid for all these mammograms. It got women to go out and get mammograms, and it turns out that when they're getting the mammograms, they're getting misdiagnosed and getting unnecessary treatment as a result. Thanks, Obamacare.
Right. Yeah, well, that was the point and intent of Obamacare, again, 100 years after the Flexner Report of 1910. It was never about health care. It was never about protecting women. It was never about even preventive care. It was about profitability of the pharmaceutical industrial complex's medical monopoly. And, you know, we've got phony leftists. I didn't say phony. I don't know. He really is a leftist. Michael Moore, who may be a nice guy to have a beer with, for all I know. But, dude, he's clueless when it comes to health care. Clueless. And he would go, look at this. More women are getting mammograms. And, of course, the studies at healthfinder.gov, you notice it the same day, CNN screwed up and published this, or healthfinder.gov screwed up and published that, showing that mammograms are not helpful, they're harmful, they're detrimental. As we said, ionizing radiation causes cancer. But guess what that means? More money for the mainstream medical mafia's monopoly on all cancer treatment. If your detection technology causes the thing you're looking to detect, that means you're going to be billing more for services and drugs and treatments for that which there is no competition, no freedom for women or men to go elsewhere. For selenium and iodine and homeopathy and other detoxification techniques, even intravenous chelation, which is synthetic amino acids usually delivered by an MD or DO who is licensed by the medical police state. if they let them. And so this is a great point. And Super D, you're so good when you scour the world for these stories to juxtapose these two. One, the healthfinder.gov admits there's no doubt the value of mammograms is not valuable, except that when it's paid for by third party mandates, Obamacare. As I said, you want health freedom? You want health? Forget freedom for the moment. Of course, it's hard for me to forget freedom, but you know what I'm saying? Obamacare is a disaster. Yet what preceded Obamacare was equally a disaster, except you weren't forced to participate. So it was a little less of a real disaster. And we say repeal and replace? No, unless we replace it with nothing. And of course, nothing. By nothing, I define nothing as freedom. That means the government does nothing to get in your way, to allow you, to prohibit you from accessing treatments or non-treatments of your choosing, approved or unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration. And if you're going for anything less than repeal and replace with nothing, and that is freedom, repeal and replace with freedom, then you're asking for something that will be one disaster to replace another. And I know there are folks that, and listen, I get that. It's like, how about medical savings accounts? I get that. It's like, okay, it's a step in the right direction. I will not say that it isn't. But it still is mandating through the tax code how you spend your health care dollars, because they're going to tell you under the medical savings accounts what you can and can't spend it on. Right? How is the federal government going to allow you to spend it on homeopathy, on organic non-GMO foods, on colon hydrotherapy, on Ease Magnesium, on an Echo water system? No, the FTC would never allow that. The FDA would never allow that. That is the point. Now, Donald Trump could throw a lot of wrenches in the ointment, whatever, on this, if he continues as he started by putting someone like RFK Jr. in charge of scientific integrity and vaccine safety. That throws the whole thing into question. I don't know where it's going to go totally, but I know what the opposition is going to try to do. They're going to sabotage this in any way, shape, or form that they can. And look out. They don't care if they kill you in the process. Case in point, their evil, I'll say it, evil defense of toxic injections without liability. Vaccine injury, vaccine death, they're in there. The VAERS tables are there. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, however unconstitutional I perceive it to be, paid out now well over $3 billion to families of injured and killed children. Autism on the rise? It matters not to leftists who want more government intervention and more forced vaccines. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X-Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, shout out and thanks to Shelly Meyer at Nutrition Outlet in Muscatina, Iowa. I always joke with them, it's Idaho. No, it's Iowa. They hosted us for a great show last night, Advanced Medicine, with Dr. Batar as well, but he wasn't there in person, but we were there with them, and Jake and Zane. How about that? Zane got on the show last night.
That was so cool.
Oh, we were moved to tears. We were all moved to tears with that. You know, he's one of those kids, and I wrote Zane Meyer's name on the Vax bus just to honor him and all the kids and adults, too, that have suffered under these vaccine mandates that they're going to call Trump every which name, including JFK Jr., every which name, RFK Jr., I should say, every which name they can to discredit them. It's not going to work, folks. It's not going to work. You are winning, but it doesn't mean we get to rest on our laurels here. But we do, however, from time to time, get to point out things that, well, we, you know, some of the things are so obvious we call them when the science comes out moments of duh. But sometimes when the science come out, you know, we've been talking about it so long, we don't even think they're duh. We just have to tell them what, you know, we should be telling them.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a... But I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
What's the latest I told you so? It happens to do with dementia. Dementia. For all these years, scientists or the official story, the academicians, the medical mafia said, oh, well, don't worry. We'll come up with a vaccine because it's genetics. It's not your fault. Nothing you can do about it. Well, maybe not. This one's out of Hamilton, Ontario. You hockey pucks to the north of us, we love you Canadians. And we'll be there for the Total Health Show again in Toronto coming up in April. New study shows that sedentary older adults with no genetic risk of developing dementia are at similar risk as adults genetically predisposed to the disease. What does that mean? For those in Washington, D.C. at the FDA, it means lifestyle risks are or factors pose the same risk as genetics for dementia. I told you so. They're only going part of the way. We'll push them over the edge with this one because I would argue that lifestyle factors are a greater risk than so-called genetics because you can intoxicate with heavy metals someone who had no genetic predisposition, as they're acknowledging here, for dementia, and you can intoxicate them into dementia. Our friend Christopher Exley from the United Kingdom, he's been on the show. We met him first at Autism One, and he's written reports, case studies, as well as peer-reviewed journals now, publishing the link from aluminum, or as they say, aluminium, to dementia, or in particular, Alzheimer's. But in this case, we also acknowledge mercury. So environmental or lifestyle factors pose the same risk, or as we would say, more. I told you know, we kind of hold back on these I told you so's because it would get annoying if we did them all the time, wouldn't it?
It does happen a lot. This is true.
This is the kind of stuff like Jerry Doyle would, you know, bring me on for. It's like Robert was telling you. He was
right again. You were right again. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry, from the Great Divide on the other side. I do. We keep going. Maybe I'm getting energy from Jerry Doyle tonight. He would love this story that we open with. The left and the right coming together in RFK Jr. and Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee. I guarantee he would have been covering this story.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Because he loved it when people on the left and the right just their heads exploded when stuff like this happened. You know, the disingenuous, way that they look at things is like, don't work together, and then they'll curse everybody for not working together. But when they work together on something that they don't want you to work together on, suddenly, oh my gosh, these people are anti-science quacks. Don't vaccine safety? There's no question of vaccine safety. Really? $3 billion plus? A CDC whistleblower that you won't allow to be called subpoenaed for congressional hearings for testimony? Autism rates short? Oh, no, that's not vaccines. We're just paying better attention to it. I can't even give these numbnuts the time of day that are claiming this. And, of course, their last-ditch effort to somehow attempt to pin a pandemic of their own creation on Donald Trump or RFK Jr. They don't care who it is. Whatever they can do to put the vaccine injury genie back in the bottle or syringe so no one knows. No one knows what's going on. And remember, it's the people with higher education that are the first to say, you know what, I don't think I want the vaccine schedule that the CDC says to do. Right? I don't want to do what I told you so.
But they can't say that publicly because then they're branded as an anti-vaxxer.
Right. The mere acknowledgement and recognition of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program and the $3 billion plus, it's there, congressional record, it's reported. That you simply point that out, you're an anti-vaxxer. Thank you, CIA, for coming up with the term conspiracy theorist to keep people from being afraid of asking questions and thinking intelligently, like we do here. And you do, too, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back up to this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got me in a stranglehold, baby. Is that Ted Nugent? Dude.
Yes, it is.
You rock the health world, man, my friend. I'm telling you. Just great stuff. Great stuff. Love the rock. You're keeping me awake, too, tonight. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Really going well. Now,
The Nuge.
And was he from Deutschland?
From where?
Deutschland.
Deutschland.
I'm trying
Saying the same thing. You're just saying it faster.
I know. I'm trying to get away with it because I still can't figure out how to say it. I was off the other side of the studio going, honey, how do I say Deutschland? She's okay. Like, Deutschland. Deutschland.
Here we go. You ready? Yeah. I'm going to do it. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
One, two, three. Germany.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See, I have solved the problem.
We're trying to say it right because we got a comment of the day from Deutschland.
Okay.
And I'm going, Deutschland. And she's just laughing at me. I'm like, I don't know. All right. Listen, I was never really good with languages other than English. I had to learn a little Hebrew growing up. Didn't do that great. Latin, I'm better at Latin, you know, but and that should be helpful when I say Deutschland. But I don't know. She'll tell me now if I said it right. Say it so fast. I said it right, honey. I just said it in super speed. All right.
Oh,
well, what's a story? We got a story. We got kids. We love kids' stories. Not the kind of kids' stories where Hillary says, we'll take care of your kids, or Dickie Pan, pediatrician senator from California, says, we'll take your kids away and vaccinate them against your will. Kids' care, though, may suffer when parents clash with medical staff. It's interesting. It's not surprising, but before I even go into the story, I'm more concerned about parents clashing over the care for their kids amongst themselves, because this is where it gets butt ugly. For instance, in a separation or divorce scenario where suddenly the vaccine issue is being used as a linchpin over some aspect of one parent getting child custody, right? Where they were all on the same page, and then suddenly divorce happens. Like, oh, my wife doesn't want to vaccinate my kids. I should have them because she's being, you know, and the courts tend to side that way. That's where we talk about the vaccine lawyer. But, man, oh, man, in this case, they're just talking about rude parents rattling medical staff that makes the doctors or nurses not want to care for the kids. Now, I would hope and pray that doctors and nurses would be above that for the kids' sake. But apparently, this is this saying that they're not above it? I mean, they're basically reacting to parents?
You know, look, this is one of those stories where quite often we will see a story that's put out in the news cycle, and on face value, you can just kind of go over and go, people shouldn't be rude to doctors, and it can kind of make them not perform as well if they get rattled because somebody was rude to them. Who's going to disagree with that, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I have a tendency, just like you do and a lot of people do who are critical thinkers, you look at something, you go, okay, maybe there's something between the lines here that I need to be worried about. And in this case, what they did was they did a little survey, kind of a test with these doctors, and they had a person acting as a mother accusing the doctors of misdiagnosing their child. So, in a case like this, how many times have we covered these stories where the medical kidnapping takes place?
Right.
And what is it that happens, right? A mother is upset.
Disagrees.
She wants a second opinion. She thinks that her child has been misdiagnosed. In that case, is the mother being, quote, rude? And I think what we're doing is we're seeing a situation where it's a very loose interpretation.
Doctors
feel like a parent is being, quote, rude because the mother thinks that the doctors have misdiagnosed their child, is that something that we need to look at as a red flag if they're doing these tests and these studies and coming up with these determinations? One thing that really jumped out at me here is they said that the researchers found that doctors and nurses could inoculate themselves, and this is rhetorically speaking, inoculate themselves against potential rudeness by taking part in computer training that decreased their emotional sensitivity.
Now,
That is worrisome to me.
But I also get that because in one sense, you know, and I'd like to think doctors and nurses, as I said, would be mostly above it for the sake of their patients and the kids. Except that in certain cases, like when a parent is being belligerent in defense of their children, and they're being called rude, but they're being belligerent. And we've talked about the need, and Dr. Batar has talked about the need, to be belligerent in defense and to have eyes and ears with you when you're in with these medical, sometimes dunderheads, let's be honest about it, or hospital administrators and staff, whoever's playing these games. And, you know, this is the thing. When you disagree with something they're about to do, now, it's one thing when you're talking about emergency trauma intervention, life and death, you know, somebody's being picked up off the street in an ambulance to be brought in. That's, to me, that's a different story. You're talking about heroic activity to try and save lives. But chronic care, cancer care, we talk about the issue of vaccines. These are issues where you know, I would rather you not even be in that environment because you're asking for trouble. Even birthing centers and hospitals, certain ones, they're changing a little by little. Joni Abbott knows and covers this with us from time to time. But she knows that as well, that very often your perception may be quite different from the birthing center. So you want to make sure you go through the entire birthing plan from A to Z and all the contingencies and that they're cool with it. Because if they're not, you need to find another way to bring that baby into the world. Perhaps even a home birth. Yes, I said it. Water birth too. But the idea that you're rude and you'll get substandard care, that does concern me. And if they're going to take away emotionality from doctors by putting them on a computer program, I don't know if that's right either. Yet at the same time, there has to be some level of detachment when you're caring for someone. I get that too. Right? Super Don, if somebody comes to me for help, if I get overly attached and wrapped up in what they're going with, I might not be able to help them as well as I could when I can step back from it and try to see it from a place of, you know, a little bit of non-emotionality when it's required. Doesn't mean I'm not empathetic.
And I'm not trying to be for lack of a better word, a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
And looking at something like this and going, you know what, if they're going to do this study and take these statistics, it could be abused. It could be abused to the point where they could say, you know what, we're going to make the decisions. You being upset about what we're doing is putting your child in danger because you might upset the doctor and the doctor might make a mistake. So you need to go over here and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. And if you continue to protest, then we're going to get CPS involved.
Right. Now, again, we're on the same page there because we've covered a lot of stories of medical kidnap. And there's a lot of improper relationships as doctors acting as gods. Again, in situations of emergency trauma care, you're brought from a car accident, there's not a lot of time to negotiate certain things. Doesn't mean not to be diligent and watch, but again, we're talking about other aspects of that doctor-patient relationship, which used to be sacred and used to not be convoluted by hospital administrators or government interventions or government-mandated insurance schemes that violate that sacred relationship. We talked about it with Dr. Batar. Just the other night, in fact, yesterday, talking about that sacred spiritual connection with the doctor. All right, with that, it's not a question, it's a comment, and there's a theme, and Super Don has it.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, we got a comment of the day, Super D, from, say it, where's it from?
Deutschland.
Yes, we said it. See, honey, we said it right. You don't know, it was so fast, you don't know. All right, hi, Robert and Super Don. Thanks a lot for reading my question, especially for addressing it to Dr. Batar. He is my favorite. You are so right about absence of standards in holistic approach, and I could feel that Dr. Batar was confused with the question at first. I think I had to kind of revisit the thought of what was being asked by, I think it's Masha, right, yesterday? She says, probably and I assume it's a woman, Masha. I've never met a man named Masha, but then again, nowadays we don't know men, women, who knows anymore in America. I don't know if it's the same in Germany. Probably in the States, chelation is a well-known procedure for integrative doctors, but not in here. Because we're talking about some chelation stuff, right? Germany, and she said Germany. She's from Germany, and she said Germany. Honey, we're saying Germany from now on. Is an extremely conservative country when it comes to medical care. Almost everyone here has an insurance provided by the state that costs little to no money. People like to go to their conventional doctors and lovingly call them angels in white. Right? Those white lab coats, all they need are halos and wings. Angels in white, dishing out poison. I added all of that, Masha. I know it's not you. There are a lot of alternative healers, too, but insurance simply doesn't cover their services. The whole notion of holistic approach is very new in modern German society, and considered to be a fashion thing or a privilege of rich people. Oh, isn't that interesting? That was what Jon Stewart said, remember, from The Daily Show, about the rich white lady's privilege of Marin County.
Right.
Yeah, so that's not just unique to the liberal left of America. It's, you know, back to Masha's comments. It sounds ridiculous knowing actually how many German doctors and scientists contributed to the development of this approach. Right? Holistic. Right. Where does homeopathy come from, Super Don? Where is it born? Who's
I'm
your buddy?
Sorry.
Deutschland.
Huh?
Deutschland.
Oh, Deutschland.
Yes. That, where homeopathy comes from. So, yes, there's a lot of heilpractitioners. I don't know how to say that either. Heilpractitioners is basically lay practitioners. They're there. But, again, not covered by insurance, so we can't do it. It's like, come on, guys and gals, get your head out of your insurance aspirin pill bottle and realize that the real value is that what you're going to pay for directly, because you're going to have that investment, the doctor or healer, lay or whatever you call them, is going to have an investment in you. They got to answer to you. Thanks again for taking your time on the show, and I just can't get enough of all that information that you are bringing in. Masha. Cool. Masha is a new cool name. Besides Maya, we had Maya, now we have Masha. Don't you like that, Masha? And I wonder if she says Masha. I think it's Masha.
No, that's Masha. That's so American. Masha.
Yeah. It's Masha. Yeah, it's a Masha. Very cool. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, isn't that, it's interesting that the Western, and that's why I say molecular reductionism, German thinking, it's a very mental construct. And the West, the Western world, big into molecular reductionism. And that's been a problem because it's divorced from spirit. It's all about molecules, stuff. The moment you get to talk about energy, they pretend it isn't real until they stick their finger in a light socket and go, ouch. Yeah.
There's your energy.
I made it. I got one more segment. Maybe Super Don can take us home with this one because it's another silly, silly news story. Maybe there's seriousness to it. Y'all get tickets over there in Germany in your cars because you have no speed limit on the Autobahn. We'll find out about a strange ticket in a driveway. And why do they call it a driveway when you're parked? Park in the driveway, drive in the park. I know it's confusing. All around the world. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him?
Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great show tonight. Running on empty, running on fumes, but somehow got reconnected, stuck my finger in the light socket of healing liberty. And that's what happens. Super D, you didn't have to carry me after all. I know you're able and willing, but you didn't have to.
I'm thinking maybe like right as you sign off for the show, you're just going to fall over.
Right. I hope I can do my thank yous. I always like to say thank you to all the folks that helped tonight, like Jeffrey Jackson, Captain Morgan. You know, maybe it's because Captain Morgan is back. I haven't even gotten to talk to her yet, but she did the notes tonight, and maybe that's it. Maybe I was secretly so excited I didn't realize how happy I was. Like, she's doing the notes. Woohoo!
Just a total relief for you. Okay.
Back from Costa Rica. So that was awesome. So I'll have to hear her adventures this week, probably on Freshman Friday, if not before. Remember, RSB15, it's the code for a number of our great supporters, including CV Sciences. Get it before the FCC, FTC, FCC. Who does it? Oh, the DEA. Yeah, they don't want CBD. We want CBD. You need CBD. Go get it. Plus CBDOil.com, and you can get it for 15% off by hitting the code RSB15 or ask your local independent natural products retailer. Over 1,000 stores carry it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Of course, the Ease Magnesium, that's with Ian Clark. We've talked about all of his great products through activation products, also RSB15, and the Cacelia.com, the True Align Body System, also RSB15. So there you go. We have the silly story of the night. We always got to do one. This is kind of interesting. And have you ever been on the Autobahn in Deutschland?
I have never been on the Autobahn in Deutschland.
I had been in an Autobahn in a Volvo with, like, in a clown car. There was, like, 18 of us, like, teenagers, young 20-something.
And you got up to, what, 85 miles
an hour? Pedal to the metal. I'm sure we hit 120 kilometers per hour, which is, what, 88, 50? Right. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I've been on it, and I've seen cars zoom past you. It's like they don't have a lot of accidents, but when they happen, they're terminal because you're at terminal velocity. But here in America, we have a culture that's unlike any other. The fear of police, the fear of being ticketed. You go to almost any other country, and it's like, you know, these street signs and stoplights are mere suggestion. People won't pay attention. You know, if you've been to South America, what I'm talking about, or even Jamaica. But a Michigan man was ticketed $128 for what? Did he run a stop sign? No. Was he going too fast? No. His car was on, and it was in his driveway, and it was cold.
and he wasn't in it. Yeah.
Now, this is one of those crazy stories. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Now, listen, I mean, have you ever warmed your car up before you drive?
Well, heck yeah, especially if you're where I was, like in Iowa or Minnesota. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, like some of people, they have engine block warmers, you plug them in. But what if you're out and about, right? Can't you let it run for a few minutes?
Okay, the engine block warmers, I believe, are used in extreme cold climates because your car may not even start because it's so cold. But in this case, yeah. You know, look, I mean, you know, the weather forecast for Michigan is supposed to be 27 tomorrow morning. So, you know, you need to let your car warm up a little bit before you drive it, okay? Maybe get the heater going. So imagine you're at your own house, your driveway.
Yeah.
Your car, you go out and start the car, let it warm up, you run back in the house, maybe pour your coffee, grab your lunch or whatever like that, and you go back out to the car and drive away. I've done it a million times. I think a lot of people do that. Well, in this case, this guy goes out and does it, and he comes out and there's a ticket on the windshield of his car, and he's been the violation is called motor vehicle unattended, and he contested this thing. And apparently the police chief says that he encourages his officers to write this ticket because all it takes is someone just to hop in the car and take off, and if that happens, then there's a chase, often at a high rate of speed, and this would put the public at risk.
No, screw that. If you leave your car running and the keys are in it and it's open for anybody to take, the police should say, "You're an idiot." I'm serious. I'm not chasing it. You know I'm
what,
not.
Though? The libertarian in me says, get the hell out of my driveway and don't write me a ticket on my property.
Well, yes. No, I agree with that. And I'm with you 100% there because it is on private property. I mean, you don't realize, people, if you run a stop sign in a grocery store parking lot, that's private property. You can't be a ticket. I don't mean to say this because I don't want people to run these stoplights, because if you hurt somebody, you'll still be liable. But the point is, if it's empty and you run it and there's nobody there, there's no, you haven't violated anything on private property. So how do they do this on private property? That's a good question for another day, but it's bad community relations for the police department in Roseville, Michigan. Roseville Police Chief James Berlin. Berlin, this one.
Hey.
Word of the day, folks. We got to get out of here. I got to get some rest in the meantime. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing. Outside the box with Ty Bollinger, because the power to heal is definitely yours. Gesundheit.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.